Where have you traveled in from to come to Think Tank?
I'm based in Delray Beach, Florida.
I'm coming from Seattle.
And I traveled from Austin, but I'm from South Africa.
I am here from outside of Boston.
I wasn't able to come last year, so I was really excited to come to Chicago and check it out this year.
I traveled in a good 22 miles on the metro from the suburbs of Chicago. I'm local.
From Montreal, Canada. Let's go.
Choo-choo.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the Algarve.
Welcome. I've never been to Portugal before. Have you?
No, this is my first trip as well, actually. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. Little jet lagged, but thrilled.
Yeah, you had a lot further to come from than I did.
Just a bit.
For our listeners, a very special welcome to a mini-series of the podcast, which is coming almost live from Portugal. Sam and I are going to be covering the AWIN Think Tank Conference as it happens and giving you a little bit of a taste of what is going on the ground.
So even if you're not among the lucky attendees that are joining us out here, you can still keep up with a lot of the great content being shared and hear from the industry figures we get to chat to.
Exactly. And it's a really packed agenda that we've got here. Sam, what are you most looking forward to over the next couple of days?
I'm really looking forward to all of the face-to-face time with our customers and our colleagues from around the world. It's a lot of fun to spend time together in formal and informal settings and have a bit of fun together too.
Yeah.
The most fun industry I've ever worked in.
Well, what was your previous industry? What was it you worked in?
I've been in civil engineering, commercial real estate, and government contracting. And I thought ex-military people knew how to have fun, but they don't hold a candle to the affiliate world. I'll just say that. Rob, what are you looking forward to the most?
Well, Scott Galloway is obviously a big kind of factor for me. I'm a longtime listener.
First time caller
for Prof G, the dog. I've been following his podcast for years now, actually. Even did one of his brand strategy courses back in the day.
I remember.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what the professor has to tell us about the state of AI in the world and wider society.
Scott's number one fanboy here.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
apparently. Yeah.
But then there's just so much to choose from. We've got three different tracks, red, orange, and yellow, corresponding to the AWIN sale logo, obviously.
Yeah.
Red track is all about tech talks and platform upgrades and what's coming for our customers, which should be really, really interesting. There's tons of stuff. This is all coinciding with our latest spring seasonal release. So there's a ton of new platform upgrades to look forward to, which that track will really help to kind of share those updates with our customers.
Yeah, definitely. We obviously won't give anything away on what's coming out in the spring release because you'll find out on site or if you follow us on socials, but it'll certainly be worth the wait and I'm very excited.
Orange track is where you and I will be doing our special podcasting session, right?
Objectively, the best track of the whole conference. It's a very unbiased opinion. What else is happening on the orange track, Rob?
Orange track is basically our kind of topical industry themes and subject matter. Things like influencer marketing, brand partnerships, and retail media. We've got sessions all around publisher monetization and what the prospects of that look like in the years to come. So some really interesting conversations and some really interesting customers that are joining us for a lot of those sessions as well.
As you said a few minutes ago, our session will be there where we'll be taking through conference attendees kind of highlights and learnings from launching a B2B marketing podcast to inspire anyone else considering it. So maybe we'll have some of our own longtime listener, first time callers at our session too to pick up some tips.
Maybe
even Scott Galloway. Could you imagine? Longtime listener, first time caller of AWIN marketing podcast?
I could imagine. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, aim high.
And then the final track is the yellow track. That's a bit of a mix in terms of sessions that are going on there. We've got some of our sponsors like Takeads, like Tangu, both got their own sessions happening on that particular track where they'll talk a little bit about their fields of expertise. But then we've got some really like fun stuff on there as well. A special note and shout out for Zane McIntyre, our Commission Factory CEO, who's going to be hosting our quiz session, Who Wants to Be an Affiliate? And there are some fantastic products that have been offered by the sponsor of that particular quiz, Shark Ninja. So if you're in need of any new household appliances, do come along to that session and see if you can get onto the podium to take your pick.
I don't know what they'll be giving away, but I have my eyes on a few Ninja Kitchen appliances, including a pizza oven and a barbecue or grill, depending on where you live and what you like to call it.
Get yourself along, Sam.
I will definitely be there. But for those listening that are maybe not attending Portugal or unable to make all these sessions, you are in luck. You'll be able to watch all of the webcasts and the recordings things after the fact. So you're not missing out on any opportunity. Of course, we hope to see everyone there, but understand not everyone's able to make it or they're not able to make each individual session. So Rob and I have you covered with a win-win marketing podcast.
And for those of you that are on the ground here in Portugal with us, do come over and say hi. We're going to be over at the AWIN stand. We've got our podcast studio where we're going to be conducting a bunch of interviews with customers. We've also got a roving mic. So if you don't come to us, we'll come and find you. That's not a threat.
It's a promise.
It's a promise.
Depends on who comes to find you. And maybe it is a little bit of a threat there.
Yeah. One of us will be Liam Neeson.
Before we get into the craziness of Think Tank 2025, we wanted to actually have a look back at last year's US Think Tank in Chicago. Rob and I were there together, and it was so much fun to kind of bring the podcast to life in a conference setting for the first time. Rob, what was your favorite memory or part of the Chicago conference?
I think it was that session. I think it was really good to get up on stage and do it live and with a great partnership between Today's Business, the agency, and Tomahawk Shades, and talking about how they use influencers, and particularly within that kind of sports personality, professional sports people space. Great conversation, great questions from the audience, actually. And that's something that I don't think we obviously get with the podcast when you're recording it, is that live audience interaction. So yeah, that was a real personal highlight for me.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was obviously the first interview you and I did together for the podcast. It was maybe my first podcast interview entirely. And it felt really special to do it in person, to have a live audience there. Really exciting stuff, and can't wait to see what comes out of this year's event.
Well, last year we asked attendees what they thought that we'd be talking about at this year's Think Tank, and we've picked out a couple of those quotes to give our own reactions to.
My name is Trisha Meyer. I'm the Executive Director of the Performance Marketing Association.
At Think Tank 2025, we're going to be continuing to talk about AI, but we're going to be a lot further into that conversation. Right now, we're talking about kind of the basics of what are the tools and what kind of things can we do in affiliate marketing. When we come back around, we're going to be more evaluating what we tried and what the impact was. And a lot of that is also going to be dependent upon Google and what's happening with the search results and how, if publishers are getting pushed down or not, if the publishers are even getting the traffic anymore, because that's going to impact us a lot. We're just sort of seeing the testing phases of some of the AI in search and the AI different tools. And as we get more data back from those, we'll have a lot better idea of how, as an industry, we're going to have to adapt.
All right. So prediction from Trisha from last year's Think Tank. Rob, what do we think? AI continuing to be a hot topic. Where did she land on her thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's definitely accurate. Obviously, it's going to be something that is a growing influence on our industry, on the wider digital marketing industry, on society at large. So that's why Scott Galloway's session, where he's talking about this from a much more macro level, I think is going to be really interesting to hear his thoughts and predictions for the future implications of this stuff.
In addition to Scott coming, we also have Lily Ray, who'll be speaking about SEO and, I assume, AI and content generation's implication on search value for marketers too. So that'll be a really interesting chat.
Two of the kind of keynotes I think are going to be really pivotal to exploring this particular topic. And then in the wider kind of breakout sessions, we've actually got a dedicated session from one of our product leads. Sam Beattie is joining with one of our tech consultants, Charlie Rowe, and they're talking about affiliate AI in the wild. So they're trying to take some of those bigger kind of thoughts around AI and bringing it back down to the kind of individual context of our industry and working practices of, like, what does AI look like today in terms of its use across both our platform and the wider kind of affiliate world.
What color track is that on if I wanted to check it out?
That is the red track, just after lunch.
My name is Brian Rosenthal, Director of Sales for Magic Links. The influencer space is growing. I mean, we can see that tenfold. Like, people are starting to understand it's a medium that people have to invest in, like they have in traditionally in TV and programmatic and all this other stuff. I would say, you know, look for trusted partners in the influencer space that know what they're doing, that have been doing it for a long time, to help guide you, because there's a lot to dealing with influencers, FTC compliance, management, all this kind of stuff. You know, be looking for a trusted partner that can help you navigate through that.
So that was Brian, obviously Sam, talking about influencer marketing being a big, big thing to look out for this year. What's your take?
Yeah, shout out to Brian to, I think, talking about one of my favorite topics in the affiliate and partnership marketing space, influencer. As a surprise to no one, he hit the nail on the head that influencer and creators were and will continue to be a hot trending topic. And I'm particularly excited to see across the Orange Track sessions where the industry and affiliate influencers and affiliate creators are really going over the next 12, 24, even 48 months. It's incredibly fast moving, and we've obviously seen the rise of micro creators, but I'm curious, what's next? How does things like TikTok and platform shopping play into it? So I know you're a big online shopper, Rob, of course.
Yeah.
Big TikTok and influencer guy. What are your
big
thoughts
time.
Here?
It's obviously, it's a pretty self-evident trend within the industry that influencer is merging more and more with performance channels like affiliate. And I think there's this real desire, particularly in the current economic situation where marketers are facing a lot of budget scrutiny, that they need to be able to demonstrate the tangible outcomes and value that's being made in these investments with these individual influencers and creators. And so it's natural to see it kind of gravitate closer and closer to our channel. So there's a great session on the Orange Track on the first day, Influencing the Influencers, where our influencer lead, Ellie Davies, is actually leading that one. And she's got a great set of panelists joining her as well. So you've got Mike Balducci, who's the GM.
Our guy, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. You spoke to him on the season one, right?
Yes.
So he's the GM over at Creator IQ, one of the platforms that we use to help coordinate a lot of our creator and influencer campaigns. We've got Frankie Dakin from the platform Gifter, who work with tons of different influencers across the world. And then Lindsay Gamble is a late addition to our panel, who's a real creator economy expert and is kind of like a big name in those particular circles. So I'm sure all three of them are going to have some really insightful opinions to share with the audience.
Yeah, definitely. You'll certainly catch me at that session. And I just love the name, Influencing the Influencers, but it's not like you and I have any bias towards punny names, right?
It's a win-win.
My name is Max Willens. I'm a senior analyst at eMarketer. I think the biggest thing for this industry is there's going to have to be a kind of collective energy devoted to figuring out measurement and attribution. This has been a stumbling block in this industry for literally years, and it's something that is going to continue to be a stumbling block unless everybody kind of comes to a table and says, let's find a standard we can all kind of collect around. This is going to be harder in an industry that's older, but it's very necessary, and you see this, you know, in industries big and small. I mean, retail media, which is kind of one of the stories in digital media, they're trying to build some momentum behind measurement and standardization, and affiliates got to do the same.
Cool. All right. That was Max from eMarketer talking about tracking, measurement, and attribution. Always a hot topic within our industry. He's suggesting there, Sam, that it's something
affiliate
that
needs to standardize. It was a bit of an interesting take from Max, honestly, because we do have a standard measurement in affiliate, which is last click wins.
Yeah. I think that like it's difficult. I think there is like a lot of fragmentation across affiliate, and I think it's one of the characteristics of the channel. Something we celebrate a lot of the time, right? It's all the diversification of the ad models, the partners, the partnerships, the way that you can basically customize a program to kind of measure lots of different things. And I think that because we've got so much competition within the industry itself, different platforms, you know, Awin's a big platform, but we're not the only one out there. And it's not like with social, for instance, where you've got kind of like one or two major platforms. Yeah. And because they're basically walled gardens, they get to establish much more universal parameters of like how you measure and define certain actions that are happening there from a marketing perspective. So he is definitely right in that sense, but it's a really difficult thing to kind of get collective consensus around.
I also think like a lot of shout outs for me today, but like calling back to Scott Galloway and this concept of the quack model, something that I know you and I have spoken a lot about and are quite passionate about here. The customer journey isn't linear, and affiliate really lets us see that. So it's tough to say like this is the standard way to measure an affiliate journey when each customer shops so differently and it's so dependent on the product, how the brand is using affiliate. Is it like Tomahawk Shades in today's business where they're using affiliate to truly grow brand awareness? You know, we spoke to increasingly last season about using a tech partner to improve a customer shopping experience once it lands on someone's website, or like your recent episode with Gen 3 and Moonpool to talk about just overall tracking integrity.
And tracking, you know, the fundamentals of tracking, getting them correct and establishing a good foundation for what you're going to then go on to measure is really like the starting point for it. Again, there's a couple of great sessions that we can kind of call out from the next couple of days. We've got Stephen Short, who's our group product director. He's leading one around like the next evolution of tracking and what that looks like. Obviously going to be kind of talking a little bit about conversion protection initiative in there, because that's a real cornerstone of us trying to encourage customers and the industry at large to upgrade to a better standard of affiliate tracking, which is desperately needed. And then also we've got Gareth
Powell, head of customer insights and strategy at AON.
He's got a session that's all about affiliate managers trying to compare and contrast the measurements that are coming from the use of GA4 versus what they're getting from their networks right now or their affiliate platforms. And so there's a big contrast there because of the way that Google are now measuring those kind of marketing activities. And so that's led to all sorts of discrepancies in the back end. That session is going to be a real enlightening one for marketers trying to kind of square those results that they're seeing in two different contexts. And I think that it speaks to exactly the kind of dilemma that Max is talking about in that quote just now.
That's where we leave it for now, is can't wait to dive in and see what happens. But appreciate everyone listening from near, far.
And please do come say hello to us at the AWIN stand if you are here as an attendee. And if you're not, please do make sure to kind of tune in. We're going to have a bunch of these kind of like episodes of this mini series over Think Tank. So keep your eyes on your podcast feed as these drop and keep checking in to see how the event is progressing.
Yeah, you know where to find us. Spotify, Apple, Pocket Casts, or AWIN.com/podcasts. And hopefully by the end of Think Tank, by the end of you listening in, you once again remember how affiliate partnerships can always offer that win-win. Ciao. Bye.